U.S. and U.K. sanction 35 targets in largest Prince Group scam crackdown. The United States and United Kingdom sanctioned 9 people and 26 entities tied to Cambodia's Prince Group on June 23, 2026, in what both governments called the largest joint action ever taken against the cyber scam networks operating out of Southeast Asia. The U.S. Treasury and the State Department announced the package alongside a U.K. designation, and the Justice Department seized a cloud computing account used by subsidiaries of the Huione Group, the network that moved scam proceeds for Prince Group. The action lands days after Hu Xiaowei, described by authorities as the group's second-in-command and the big brother to leader Chen Ji, was arrested in Tokyo. It also builds on a 2025 designation of the same Cambodian conglomerate, whose holdings span real estate, banking, and airlines. Bitcoin traded near $62,698 as of June 24, 2026, down about 1.3% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 20, deep in fear territory. A second package that names the people who ran the rails. The 2025 sanctions hit Prince Group and Chen Ji at the top. This round reaches down into the operational layer. The lieutenants, shell companies, and service providers that kept industrial-scale fraud running. Hu Xiaowei is named directly, tying the financial designation to the criminal case now moving through courts after his Tokyo arrest. Chen Ji himself was arrested and extradited to China in January 2026, following a joint U.S.-China investigation. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent framed the stakes in plain numbers. A U.S. government estimate put American losses to Southeast Asia-based scam operations at no less than $10 billion in 2024, a 66% jump over the prior year. That figure is the engine behind the enforcement push, and it explains why the action stretches across two governments and multiple agencies rather than a single indictment. For the people in the United States who lost money to these schemes, sanctions do not return funds. They cut off the entities from the dollar and sterling financial systems, freeze assets within reach, and make it a crime for regulated firms to deal with the named targets. The goal is to starve the machine, not to refund the victims. The laundering network is the real target. The detail that matters most for crypto sits in the Huione designation. Huione Group, also based in Cambodia, has been a central conduit for laundering proceeds from cyber heists and virtual currency investment scams, and Prince Group routed its scam money through it. The DOJ's seizure of a Huione cloud computing account is an attempt to disrupt the back-office infrastructure, not just the frontline scam compounds. That focus reflects how these operations actually work. The compounds run pig-butchering cons, slow-build romance and investment frauds that steer victims into fake trading platforms before blocking withdrawals. The stolen crypto then has to be cleaned. And that step depends on a small number of laundering hubs willing to convert and move tainted funds at scale. Take out the laundering layer and the whole pipeline gets more expensive and more traceable. That is the bet behind naming Huione alongside Prince Group. Irreversibility becomes the trap. The crypto leg of these scams is attractive to fraud rings for one reason. Once a victim sends funds to a wallet the scammers control, there is no chargeback and no issuing bank to reverse the transfer. The same property that makes spending from your own wallet genuinely useful, irreversibility, becomes the trap when the counterparty is a criminal compound. A few patterns separate a legitimate service from the dashboards these networks build. A real platform does not require you to recruit other people to unlock a withdrawal. It does not pair a mentor from a messaging app with a trading site you had never heard of a week earlier. And it does not display smooth, always rising portfolio gains because real markets, as the current fear reading shows, do not move in a straight line. The enforcement reach is widening. The case now spans Cambodia at the core, Japan through Hu Xiaowei's arrest, China through Chen Ji's extradition, and a coordinated US and UK designation. For ordinary holders, the lesson is not the headline figure, but the mechanics. Irreversible transfers into platforms engineered to block the exit.